another episode, another setting, so we're not on Zoom anymore, which is awesome. Today I've got James along with me, and he's going to kind of talk to us more about adaptive mountain biking and the world that it is, because we don't touch on it as much as some other sports that we do, but it's such a cool world to be involved with. So do you want to just go for it and introduce yourself and what you're about, and then we'll dig into it?
Sure. So my name is James Littlejohn. I live in Auckland. I'm married, got a 4.5-year-old son. I've been partial paraplegic for 20 years, mm-hmm. As a result of a dirt biking accident. And I've done a bunch of different sports in that time. And I've travelled overseas, did the ski seasons overseas, did the London thing. And done rowing, athletics, dirt biking, road biking, all sorts of sports.
All the biking,
and
yeah.
Then got back into mountain biking.
Oh, wicked. Oh, that's great. And so, like, I mean, you said you've had 20 years being adaptive, and only the last, like, two or three, you've really been heavily involved in the mountain biking. What kind of led you to jump back into it?
It kind of came out by chance, actually. It was friends wanted to do a rail trail, and we wanted to see whether or not James was able to ride a trail from Pairoa to Waihi.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we thought about doing that just one weekend with some friends on a regular bike. And, yeah, we just figured out that it was something that was possible. So I had to make some pedals, make some really Frankenstein shoes, and managed to get by.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But even before that, I was in San Francisco with my wife, and we hired a tandem.
Oh, cool.
And discovered then that I could ride a bike, barely.
That's
so
awesome.
It wasn't something you'd want your physio to see, but it was it was a fun ride, and
yeah.
We got there and back.
So, oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it was a bit of a mush.
And so, like, with your, where has your mountain biking taken you? Where have you guys?
Yeah, so the first event I did was, the big event I'd done was down south, did the 42K, crikey, what's the name of it?
Motu
Tapu, the Motu Tapu in Queenstown.
Oh,
so that was a big one.
42.
So that was from Wanaka over to Queenstown.
Yeah.
One way.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a challenge, but between that, been doing mainly Woodhill and the 440 Park over in Hanua, and also Waitangi Mountain Bike Park up north.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool! And there's a group of you, isn't it? Like, it's not just you solo running at all, or
yeah. So there's been a few people that I've met along the way who are into adaptive mountain biking as well.
Yeah.
Liam Keenan's definitely huge into it, and he led the path to Crankworx.
Yeah.
But we keep on meeting other people along the way. So. Mark Ingalls, huge fan of adaptive mountain biking, obviously having minus two legs kind of makes that happen. we totally agree that, like, especially e-bikes are just a massive potential for people with disabilities to get out there and ride and enjoy the sport with their able-bodied friends,
which is
really cool.
And so you mentioned Crankworx before. Like, I've popped some videos up in the past. I'll shoot through some more as well. But what was Crankworx? What, for people that don't know?
So Crankworx is one of the largest mountain biking festivals in the world.
Yeah.
It's held in Whistler, Rotorua, and Innsbruck in Austria.
Mm.
It's a multi-day event. And I think it's one of the largest events in the Rotorua calendar every year. I mean,
yeah.
Rotorua just exists for mountain biking these days. Well, it feels like it to me anyway. And it is just the most incredible event where there's a raft of different disciplines on, all ages, little kids, all the way up to the pro athletes, all through the town. And it's just a fabulous event.
Yeah, and has this been the first year that there's been, like, a adaptive division? Or?
So last year, 2019, was the first year that Liam did it at Rotorua.
Yeah.
And he entered the EDH, I think that was his event.
Yeah.
And they got him in for that, which was great. And then they had, later last year, there was an adaptive jam at Whistler as well, where a bunch of adaptive mountain bike athletes descended on this festival, and there's, if you look it up, there's some incredible footage of them doing some crazy crazy stuff. But the thing that was really special with Rotorua this year, this was the first time that they created adaptive categories in a whole bunch of different disciplines.
That's awesome.
So it was pretty magic. I did my first enduro event, which is a really cool format because it's kind of like going mountain biking with your mates. It's a, it's ended up being about a 40k ride, but you ride the, it's a long course, but then there are time sections. So you ride the whole course and then get to the top and then, you know, get a time section down there. And there was three or four stages, I think, that was awesome. And yeah, there was myself and another young guy from Tauranga. And so yeah, we had an adaptive category in that, which was fabulous. And we had adaptive category in the dual slalom, which is a much shorter course, really big berm trails and stuff. And we had Dan over from Australia as well to compete in that on his bucket bike. And yeah, then there's the EDH as well. So three events, all of them with adaptive categories. So there was adaptive people on, and it was just the best thing to see.
That's
some really fabulous feedback.
It's eye-opening to see that kind of inclusion in such a great sport as well, you know. Like, it's so new for a lot of sports to be introducing those divisions, but as you say, so magic when it does happen.
It was just great, and the engagement with the audience, it was just huge. And like, there was this French guy who was just walking through, and it's like, I've been all over the world, I've never seen you guys do this. This is just incredible. So good to see. So it's just really fabulous to see that encouragement.
I mean, I even, like, when I first started working with Parafit, I was like showing my mates who are big mountain bikers. It's like only a couple of weeks ago at the bar, I was like showing them the videos of like Liam and you guys. I was like, look what these guys, they're like, what? They can do that? And I was like, hell yeah, they can.
That's the thing. That was pretty fun.
And so there's obviously, like, there's all the impressive stuff that you guys do, like the slalom is insane and the jumps and things are insane. But where does someone that, I mean, like, mountain biking can be pretty adrenaline based, and it's like, it's exciting. It's an exciting sport. But where does someone start that hasn't done it before and is kind of quite hesitant? But
yeah, I think that's a really big thing. And one of the things someone, I can't remember who it was actually in touch with us and said, look, you don't need to market the whole sport as being a really extreme sport. It's not. It's a fabulous sport that you can, is really practical to get from A to B. And it's also just a perfect recreation thing to do with your friends. And so you certainly don't get inundated, or, you know, don't look at the jumps and go, oh, I'm not going to get like 3 meters of air, it's going to be rad. I don't even use the lingo
with
very,
the whole like
I'm not very good at the lingo at all. I am so not cool. But yeah, so not. So one of the things which I do is I just go mountain biking with my friends, and after work, we've done night riding, done day riding, and what's just so awesome is with this bike, I can keep up with some really fit people.
Wicked.
Which is amazing. Right? So here I am, I've got 20% of my leg capacity, and I can keep up with other people.
Especially
so
that
it's
first
just
hill.
So cool. It's just awesome.
That's so awesome. And like that first hill at Woodhill is like that.
I do is I've actually got a contraption that Max goes on behind. So I tow him along behind it.
Oh, cool.
And so we go out as a family. And so he gets towed along, goes down the trails, and Kim is there as well. We're all coming down the trails at the one same time.
And
he loves it.
That is so awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's not something I would have envisaged a few years ago.
And like,
this was a thing.
As you said, like, it's totally the other extreme of the jumps and the freaky stuff. It's actually like, it's a family leisure.
He likes that stuff.
Look out when he's in his teenage.
Yeah, some things his mum doesn't want to see. You might have seen Danny McGaskill did one. Danny Daycare, if you look that way.
Oh, right, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he puts
yeah.
his kid in a trailer, which is similar to what we've got. Yeah. And it goes, does it trumps. It's pretty fun, but it's just amazing to think that this is a practical way of doing it. So for us, it opens up. We'll hopefully go to the Otago Rail Trails next year, do some mm-hmm. Really long, more cycle touring type issues because we can.
Yeah.
And it's no problem from a range perspective. So yeah, it's a great way to get to work. It's a great way to get to. Keep fit, basically.
Exactly, yeah. It's more fun as well. Mm-hmm. And so, Adaptive Mountain Biking as the brand, what are you guys about?
So, Adapt MTB is an organisation that was set up to build a community for adaptive mountain bikers and their supporters, because it's one thing is as athletes wanting to do this and get into this, but we also keen to get people who are supporters and able people to help out and be interested in getting people out there as well. By establishing a community, we're able to hook people up between their equipment that suits their disability and experienced riders. And it's the same with my experience in the adaptive skiing thing as well. You actually learn a lot of each other when you meet up and talk about these things and realise that you're not the only person doing it. And I think that's what really opened my eyes to it was, okay, here I thought I was on my own little island. Oh, I've discovered electric mountain biking and it's great. And then I meet people all the time. Like at Crankworks, there was an amputee, single below, what's the word?
Below
BK. BK, is that right?
Yeah.
Amputee. And he was awesome. And the next day, we hooked up with another amputee, got him on the bike for the first time in 7 years.
Oh my gosh.
It was so cool. It was such a cool experience to see how that person can change, to think that they didn't think this was an option, and now it's something which is a practical way for them to get out and enjoy.
Yeah, and it must be so liberating for someone as well if they haven't always had a different ability and like suddenly it's like, oh, this is a possibility for me.
Yep.
You know, oh, that's amazing.
And so the thing is, the technology's moved as well. And so in this particular case, Matt, he said that he tried it once and it didn't work.
Mm.
And because he had a bad experience, he didn't want to go back to it. But there's the thing that's, one of the things that's happened with adaptive mountain biking is this drop a seat post, right? So you have a seat and it drops down. And that's all the rage for the cool people doing the cool things with their going down the hill to drop the seat. But for people with disabilities or amputees, it's a lifesaver because it just means it's so much easier to, the moment of being able to drop your body weight so you can keep yourself upright is just...
Yeah, okay, so Adapt MTB, what, like you mentioned all the crazy type of technology that you guys have, what are some of the pieces of equipment that you guys use to make mountain biking even better?
Well, actually, if you pass me my shoes is one of my...
These ones?
Yeah, these shoes. So these, for me, I've got... I'm a partial paraplegic, so I have got good quads and medius, not maximus, and basically my feet don't do anything. So my feet just flop around.
Yeah.
And so what I've got here is an orthotic device, which is quite spiffy and nice carbon fiber and stuff.
Yeah.
And then these go into these shoes, which are cycling shoes, which we've had cut. So see how they're almost like what are they, big pumps? Yeah. Step up shoes.
Yeah.
So where most people pedal cycle is up here, right? So my pivot point's further back, and this is a magnetic. Clip that goes into the pedals, special.
Oh, so you've got an altered one there.
Altered pedals on there.
I don't know if
you
guys can see that. Yeah, you can kind of see that. Yeah.
And so it just sort of fits on.
Oh, wicked!
So magnetic-y type things. So.
And easier to get off than clicks.
Yeah, and because people very helpful people are like, oh, but you should just have you tried these ones? But I can't do the twisting motion. I can't do the twisting. So for me, I've just got to get it approximately on
and it will click
itself, and it keeps my feet it's going straight ahead and not coming off the pedals.
Yeah.
But still, when you get air and stuff and they come off mid-flight, it's not so cool. You're coming down these big jumps and you go, I've got no points to con. Oh, I've got the seat, I think. Yep, there we go. We're good. That's for me is my the key thing. So yeah, between the shoes, pedals, and the dropper seat post and the e-bike just makes life just brilliant.
So that's the motor for the e-bike, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a big battery in the battery, and the e-bikes are great because they just assist you.
Yeah.
So the more effort you put in, the more it helps.
Wow, that's great.
It's a fabulous bit of technology, but that's just what works for me.
Yeah.
So, like amputees, they may or may not need a mountain bike,
mm-hmm.
And Mark. They either use adaptive clip-in shoes or they don't, or they might use a special orthotic leg. And that's just more about this two-wheeled adaptive mountain biking. Once you get into the sort of the paras and the wheelchairs and other sort of abilities, then you get into a whole plethora of multi-wheeled vehicles.
Devices and things.
Yeah, three wheels, four wheels, pedalless, sort of crank, hand crank, not hand crank. And it gets really quite complicated in terms of which machine can go on what trails.
Yeah.
It's quite complex, but it's certainly definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess like in any world, you know, it's adapted to you. You know, like that shoe might have worked if it was, as you said, over the toe or things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's coming up to figuring out what other people work. And yeah, there's people who are, the kid in Tauranga. So he has limited hand movement. So in that case, they've taken the brake and made both the left and right brake work on his good hand.
Oh,
all that kind of stuff. So you got one hand to do both brakes, front and back. It's like that kind of thing. So if you've got minimum, there are ways to get there. And, so we've got some good contacts to be able to get that sort of equipment made and get people riding. So it's there's a lot more technology out there than people might have thought about 5, 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
And it's so evident as well, like the community that you've mentioned in the 10 minutes that we've been talking is that it's possible, you know, like people want to enable anyone to be able to be part of the community. Like everyone has had their own journey to be a part of it, which is really cool.
It is. And the people want to share what they've learned to encourage other people to get into it and make it a cool sport that is enabling them to live life fuller.
And have fun.
And have fun, have lots of fun.
So do you want to give the last message to the people?
To the people.
And tell them how they can get involved and they can get in contact with you. Obviously, I'll blitz heaps of contact details down below. But yeah, do you want to just give a shout out to everyone?
Yep, so if you want to look us up, we're at adaptmtb.nz on the website. We are AdaptMTB, all one word, on Instagram. Also, AdaptMTB on Facebook. So we've got all of the social platforms covered. So do get in touch and we'll get getting messaged.
Yeah.
Whether you want to participate as an athlete or if you're a supplier wanting to get your equipment out there or just the keen people who, because we're always needing volunteers to come out and help with events.
Yeah, sign me up. I'm in.
So it should be pretty fun. We'll be as with the Amputee Association as well. So we'll be getting more people out there doing this.
Awesome. So, cool. Thank you so much for letting me come into your garage and check out all the gear and things like that. And otherwise, guys, as I said, all the details are in the comments, so you can get a hold of James easy as. And otherwise, I will see you guys next week. Sweet. Shaka.